नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4, द क्रिएशन ऑफ द फोर्थ ऑर्डर, चैप्टर 24, चैंटिंग द सॉन्ग संग बाय लॉर्ड शिवा, पार्ट 4, वर्सेस 32-68. Shiva Gita. The great sage Maitreya continued. Out of his causeless mercy, the exalted personality, Lord Shiva, the great devotee of Lord Narayan, continued speaking to the king's sons who were standing with folded hands. Then, Lord Shiva addressed the supreme personality of Godhead with the following prayer.
Jitang ta atma vidvarya swastaye swastir astu me bhavata arada sa radham sarvasma atmane namah.
O supreme personality of Godhead, all glories unto you. You are the most exalted of all self-realized souls. Since you are always auspicious for the self-realized, I wish that you be auspicious for me. You are worshipable by virtue of the all-perfect instructions you give. You are the Supersoul, and therefore I offer my obeisances unto you as the Supreme Living Being.
Nama Pankaja Nabhaya Bhuta Sukshma Indriya Atmane Vasudevaya Shantaya Kutasthaya Swarotishe.
My Lord, you are the origin of the creation by virtue of the lotus flower which sprouts from your navel. You are the supreme controller of the senses and sense objects, and you are also the all-pervading Vasudeva. You are most peaceful, and because of your self-illuminated existence, you are not disturbed by the six kinds of transformations.
Sankarshanaya Sukshmaya Durantaya Antakaya Cha Namo Vishva Prabhodhaya Prajumnaya Anta Atmane.
My dear Lord, you are the origin of the subtle material ingredients, the master of all integration as well, the master of all disintegration, the predominating deity, Sankarsana, and the master of all intelligence, known as the predominating deity, Prajumna. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Namo Namaha Anirudaya Rishikesha Indriya Atmane Nama Paramahansaya Purnaya Nibrita Atmane.
My Lord, as the supreme directing deity known as Aniruddha, you are the master of the senses and the mind. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you again and again. You are known as Ananta Deva, as well as Sankarsana, because of your ability to destroy the whole creation by the blazing fire from your mouth.
Swarga apavarga dwaraya nityam shuchi shade namaha Namo Hiranya Viryaya Chatur Hotraya Tantave.
O my Lord Aniruddha, you are the authority by which the doors of the higher planetary systems and liberation are opened. You are always within the pure heart of the living entity. Therefore, I offer my obeisances unto you. You are the possessor of semen, which is like gold, and thus, in the form of fire, you help the Vedic sacrifices, beginning with Chaturhotra. I therefore offer my obeisances unto you.
Nama Urjaishe Traya Pataye Yagya Retase Tripti Daya Cha Jivanang Nama Sarva Rasatmane.
My Lord, you are the provider of the Pitrilokas as well as all the demigods. You are the predominating deity of the moon and master of all three Vedas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you because you are the original source of satisfaction for all living entities.
Sarva Satvatma Dehaya Visheshaya Staviyase Namastrilokya Palaya Saha Ojo Balaya Cha.
My dear Lord, you are the gigantic universal form which contains all the individual bodies of the living entities. You are the maintainer of the three worlds, and as such, you maintain the mind, the senses, body, and the very air of life within them. I therefore offer respectful obeisances unto you.
Arthalingaya Nabhase Nama Antara Bahir Atmane Nama Punyaya Lokaya Amushmai Bhuri Varchase.
My dear Lord, by expanding your transcendental vibrations, you reveal the actual meaning of everything. You are the all-pervading sky within and without, and you are the ultimate goal of pious activities executed both within this material world and beyond it. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances again and again unto you.
Pravrittaya Nivrittaya Pitri Devaya Karmane Nama Adharma Vipakaya Mrityave Dukadaya Cha.
My dear Lord, you are the viewer of the results of pious activities. You are inclination, disinclination, and their resultant activities. You are the cause of the miserable conditions of life caused by irreligion, and therefore you are death. I offer you my respectful obeisances.
Namaste Ashisham Isha Manave Karana Atmane Namo Dharmaya Brihate Krishnaya Akunta Medhase Purushaya Puranaya Sankhya Yogishvaraya Cha.
My dear Lord, you are the topmost of all bestowers of all benediction, the oldest and the supreme enjoyer amongst all enjoyers. You are the master of all the world's metaphysical philosophy, for you are the supreme cause of all causes, Lord Krishna. You are the greatest of all religious principles, the supreme mind, and you have a brain which is never checked by any condition. Therefore, I repeatedly offer my obeisances unto you. Shakti Traya Sametaya Midhushe Ahankrita Atmane Cheta Akuti Rupaya Namo Vacho Vibhutaye. My dear Lord, you are the supreme controller of the worker, sense activities, and results of sense activities known as karma. Therefore, you are the controller of the body, mind, and senses. And also, you are the supreme controller of egotism known as Rudra. And you are the source of knowledge and the activities of the Vedic injunctions. Darshanang nodidrikshunang Dehi Bhagavatar Chitam Rupang Priyatamang Svanang Sarvendriya Gunanjanam. And so, my dear Lord, I wish to see you exactly in that form which your very dear devotees worship. I know you have many other forms, but I wish to see that form which is especially liked by the devotees. So please be merciful upon me and show me that form. For only that form which is worshipped by devotees can perfectly satisfy all the demands of the senses.
Snigdha Pravridgana Shyamang Sarva Saundarya Sangraham Charu Ayata Chatura Bahu Sujata Ruchirananam Padma Kosha Palashaksham Sundarabhu Sunasikam Sudvijang Sukapolasyam Samakarna Vibhushanam.
The Lord's beauty resembles a dark cloud during the rainy season. Just as rainfall glistens, Krishna's bodily features also glisten. Indeed, Krishna is the sum total of all beauty. The Lord has four arms and an exquisitely beautiful face with eyes like lotus petals, a beautiful, highly raised nose, a mind-attracting smile, a beautiful forehead, and equally beautiful and fully decorated ears.
Priti prahasita apangam Alakai rupa shobitam Lasat pankaja kinjalka Dukulam mrishta kundalam Spurat kivita valaya Hara Nupura Mekalam Shankha Chakra Gada Padma Mala Mani Uttama Riddhimat.
The Lord is super excellently beautiful on account of His open and merciful smile, as well as His sidelong glance upon His devotees. Krishna's black hair is curly, and his garments waving in the wind appear like flying saffron pollen from lotus flowers. Krishna's glittering earrings, shining helmet, bangles, garland, ankle bells, waist belt, and various other bodily ornaments, combined with his conch shell, disc, club, and lotus flower, only to increase the natural beauty of the Kaustubha pearl upon his chest. Singha Skandha Tvisha Vibrat Saubhaga Griva Kaustubham Shriya Anapayanya Shipta Nikasha Ashma Urusa Ulasat. The Lord has shoulders just like that of a lion, and upon these shoulders are garlands, necklaces, and epaulets, and all of these are always glittering. And besides these, there is the beauty of the Kaustubha Mani pearl, and upon the dark chest of the Lord there are streaks named Srivatsa, which are signs of the goddess of fortune. The glittering of those streaks excels the beauty of the golden streaks found on a gold-testing stone. Indeed, such beauty defeats the gold-testing stone. Pura Rechaka Sangvigna Vali Valgudalodaram Prati Sankramayad Vishvang Nabhaya Varta Gabiraya. The Lord's abdomen is beautiful due to the three ripples in the flesh. Being so round, Krishna's abdomen resembles the leaf of a banyan tree. And when Krishna exhales and inhales, the movement of the ripples appears very, very beautiful. Meanwhile, the coils within the navel of the Lord are so deep that it appears the entire universe sprouted out of it and yet again wishes to go back in. Shama Shroni Adhirochisnu Dukula Sparna Mekalam Samacharu Angri Jangholu Nimna Janu Sudarshanam. The lower part of the Lord's waist is dark and covered with yellow garments, and a belt bedecked with golden embroidery work. Krishna's symmetrical lotus feet and the calves, thighs, and joints of his legs are extraordinarily beautiful. Indeed, Krishna's entire body appears to be very well built.
Pada Sharat Padma Palasha Rochisha Naka Jubi Na Antar Agham Vidun Vata Pradarshaya Sviyam Apasta Sadvasang Padang Guru Marga Gurus Tamo Jusham.
My dear Lord, your two lotus feet are so beautiful that they appear like two blossoming petals of the lotus flower growing during the autumn season. Indeed, the nails of your lotus feet emanate such a great effulgence that they immediately dissipate all the darkness in the heart of the conditioned soul. My dear Lord, kindly show me that form of yours which always dissipates all kinds of darkness within the heart of a devotee. My dear Lord, you are the supreme spiritual master of everyone, and therefore all conditioned souls covered with the darkness of ignorance can be enlightened by you as spiritual master.
Etad rupam anujeyam Atma shuddhim abhipsatam Yad bhakti yoga abhayadha Swadharmam anutishtatam.
My dear Lord, those who desire to purify their existence must always engage in meditation upon your lotus feet, as described above by me. Those who are serious about executing their occupational duties and who want freedom from fear must take to this process of bhakti yoga. Bhavan bhakti mata labhyo dulabha sarva dehinam swarajyasya api abhimata ekantenatma vidgatahi. My dear Lord, the king in charge of the heavenly kingdom is also desirous of obtaining the ultimate goal of life, bhakti, devotional service. Similarly, you are the ultimate destination of those who identify themselves with you, aham brahmasmi. However, it is very difficult for them to attain you, whereas a devotee can very easily attain your lordship. Tanduradyam aradya satamapi durapaya ekanta bhaktya kovanchet padamulang vinabhi. My dear Lord, pure devotional service is even difficult for liberated persons to discharge. But devotional service alone can satisfy you. Who will take to other processes of self-realization if he or she is actually serious about the perfection of life? Yatra nirvishtam arannam kritanto nabhi manyate vishvang vidvang sayan virya shaurya vishpurjita bruva. Simply by expansion of his eyebrows, invincible time personified can immediately vanquish the entire universe. However, formidable time does not approach the devotee who has taken complete shelter at your lotus feet.
Kshana ardhena api tulaye naswargam na punarabhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim utashishaha.
If one by chance associates with a devotee, even for a fraction of a moment, he or she no longer is subject to attraction by the results of karma or jnana. What interest then could one have in the benedictions of the demigods who themselves are subject to the laws of birth and death?
Atha anaga angre tavakirti tirthayor antart bahi snana vidhuta papmanam bhuteshu anukrosha susatva shilinang syat sangama anugraha esha nastava.
My dear Lord, your lotus feet are the cause of all auspicious things as well as the destroyer of all contamination of sin. I therefore beg your lordship to bless me by the association of your devotees who are completely purified by worshiping your lotus feet and who are so merciful upon the conditioned souls. I think that your real benediction will be to allow me to associate with such devotees.
Nayasya chittang bahir artha vibramang tamo guhayang cha vishuddham abhishat yad bhakti yoganu grihitam anjasa munir vichaste
nanu tatra te gatim. The devotee whose heart has been completely cleansed by the process of devotional service, and who is favored by Bhakti Devi, does not become bewildered by the external energy, which is just like a dark well. Being completely cleansed of all material contamination in this way, the devotee is able to understand very happily your name, fame, form, activities, etc. Yatredang vrajyate vishvang vishvasminavabhatiyat tatvang brahma parang jyotir akasham iva vistritam. My dear Lord, the impersonal Brahman spreads everywhere, like the sunshine or the sky, and that impersonal Brahman, which spreads throughout the universe, and in which the entire universe is manifested, is only you. Ya mayaya idam puru rupaya srijad vibharti bhuya kshapayati avikriyaha yad bheda buddhi sad ivatma dushtaya twamatma tantrang bhagavan pratimahi. My dear Lord, you have manifold energies, and these energies are manifest in manifold forms, and with such energies you have also created this cosmic manifestation. And although you maintain it as if it were permanent, ultimately you annihilate it. And although you are never disturbed by such changes and alterations, the living entities are disturbed by them, and therefore they find the cosmic manifestation to be different or separated from you. My Lord, you are always independent, and I can clearly see this fact. Kriya kalapaya idam eva yoginaha sradanvita sadhu yajanti siddhaye bhutendriya antakarana upalakshitam vede chatantre chatta eva kovida. My dear Lord, your universal form consists of all the five elements, the senses, the mind, intelligence, material false ego, and the Paramatma, your partial expansion, who is the director of everything. Yogis other than devotees, namely the Karma Yogi and Jnana Yogi, worship you by their respective actions in their respective positions. And it is stated both in the Vedas and in the Shastras that are corollaries of the Vedas, and indeed everywhere, that it is only you who are to be worshipped, and that is the expert vision of all the Vedas. Twam eka adya purusha supta shaktis taya raja satva tamo vibhidyate mahan ahang kang marud agni vardhara surashayo bhutagana idang yataha. My dear Lord, you are the only supreme person, the cause of all causes. Before the creation of this material world, your material energy remains in a dormant condition. And when your material energy is agitated, the three qualities named goodness, passion, and ignorance all act. And as a result, the total material energy, namely egotism, ether, air, fire, water, earth, and all the various demigods and saintly persons thus become manifest. In this way, the material world is created. Shristang swashakti इत्येदम् अनुप्रविष्टश् चतुर्विधं पुरं आत्मांशकेन अथो विदिष्टं पुरुषं संतम् अन्तर भुङ्क्ते ऋषिकाय मधुसारघं यः.
My dear Lord, after creating your own potencies, you enter within the creation in four kinds of forms. Being within the hearts of the living entities, you know them and know how they are enjoying their senses. The so-called happiness of this material creation is exactly like the bee's enjoyment of honey after it has been collected in the honeycomb.
Sa esha lokan ati chanda vego vikarshasi twang khalu kalayanaha bhutani bhutair anumeya tatvo ganavalir vayur iva vishayaha.
My dear Lord, your absolute authority cannot be directly experienced, but one can guess by seeing the activities of this world that everything is being destroyed in due course of time. The force of time is very strong, and everything is being destroyed by something else, just as one animal is being eaten by another animal. Time scatters everything, exactly as the wind scatters clouds in the sky.
Pramattam uchair iti kritya chintaya pravriddha lobhang vishayeshu lalasam tvam apramata sahasa vipadyase kshat lelihana ahir iva akum antaka.
Oh, my dear Lord, all living entities within this material world are mad after planning for so many things, and they are always busy with a desire to do this or that. This is all due to uncontrollable greed. The greed for material enjoyment is always existing within the living entity, but your lordship is always alert. And so, in due course of time, you strike down him or her, just as a snake seizes a mouse and very easily swallows it.
Kastvat padabjung vijahati pandito yaste vamana vyayamana ketanaha vishan kayasmad gurur archati smayad vino papating manavas chaturdasha.
My dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless one worships you, then one's entire life is spoiled. So knowing this, how could one give up worshiping your lotus feet? Why, even our father and spiritual master, Lord Brahma, unhesitatingly worshiped you, and the 14 Manus followed in his footsteps.
Atatvamasi no Brahman Padamatman Vipashchitam Vishvam Rudravaya Dvastam Akutaschidvaya Gatahi.
My dear Lord, all actually learned persons know you as the Supreme Brahman and as the Supersoul. Although the entire universe is afraid of me because I ultimately annihilate everything in my form as Lord Rudra, for the learned devotees, you are the fearless destination of all. Recorded November 6, 2023 by Niruddhara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Varang Deva Mokshang Namokshavadhing Va Nachanyang Rinehang Vareshat Apiha Idam Te Vapurnapa Gopala Balam Sadame Manasyavi Rastang Kim Anyai Deva Mokshang Namokshavadhimva Nachanyam Vrinehang Vareshada Hiha Idam Teva Purnatha Gopala Balam Sadame Manasyavi Rastam Kim Anyai Varangdeva mokshang na mokshavadhingva Nachanyam vrinehang vareshada piha Idam deva purnatha gopala balam Sadame manasyavi rastam kim anyai Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal. Dina Dayal Prabhu, Dina Dayal, Dina Dayal Prabhu, Dina Dayal. Shyama Sundara Kanayalal Giri Varadhari Nandadullal Nandadullal Prabhu Nandadullal Nandadullal Prabhu Nandadullal Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Madhava Govinda Gopala Hari Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Vallava Govinda Gopala Hari Jaya Govinda Jaya Gopala Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal Dina Dayal, Prabhu Dina Dayal, Dina Dayal, Prabhu Dina Dayal. Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopal, Keshava Madhava, Dina Dayal. Dina Dayal, Prabhu Dina Dayal. Dina Dayal, Prabhu, Dina Dayal. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama,
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
O Lord, I do not pray for the boon of moksha, either as in personal liberation, or even the highest pinnacle of liberation, entering the realm of Sri Vaikuntha Loka, and nor do I want anything else from you. Yes, I know that you can bestow any boon, but, O Lord, may this divine bodily form of yours, as a young cowherder boy here in Vrindavan, known as Bala Gopal, may that ever be manifest in my heart. For what is the use of other things?